Tonight, I am happy to introduce our new fire chief, Ed Miller, City Manager Brian Chapman said at the last City Commission meeting. Mr. Miller started with us today. He was here, bright and early, at the fire hall. He had actually been at the fire hall a few times before officially starting today. He's had a tour of the city. He's getting to know the city and the department. Mr. Miller comes to us from Sterling Heights. He's with them for about 25 to 30 years. Miller rose up the ranks to assistant fire chief while at the department, where he also served as the interim fire chief. We're incredibly excited to have somebody like Mr. Miller at the fire department, said Chapman. I feel he's going to help move our fire department along, and do a very positive direction toward the future. Miller took to the microphone to say how proud he was to serve the city of Sault Ste. Marie, highlighting its friendly people and unique history. He picked up where Chapman had left off. There's a lot of opportunities to really move the fire department forward for the citizens, Miller told the city. That's what we're here for. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for you guys, and that's the primary goal. I want to make sure everybody understands that. It's about service. I look forward to the opportunity and look forward to working with everybody, including other city departments. More questions were answered after the city commission meeting had ended. Q. Were you born and raised in Sterling Heights? A. I lived in Lapeer County. Most of my life, I spent in Macomb County. I have been in Sterling Heights for 30 years. Q. Why did you choose to serve and live in Sault Ste. Marie? A. I have always spent time in the Upper Peninsula. I have always loved it, so this is a great opportunity. This is where I really wanted to be. Q. What kind of things did you do when you came up here and what are your hobbies? A. Snowshoeing, snowmobiling, four-wheeling, hunting, a lot of outdoor activities. Plus, there is so much history here that I love. Q. When did you interview and officially hire on with the department? A. I interviewed on March 21st. I was offered a conditional offer of employment on the same day. That was great. Today, Monday, was my start date. I had to finish some things up in Sterling Heights. There were projects I wanted to see completed. Q. Where did you go to school and what did you study? A. I have a bachelor's degree in fire administration from Columbia Southern University. I have attended Eastern Michigan University's fire staff and command training and I have started my master's degree. Besides that, I have an associate's degree. I am a licensed paramedic in the state of Michigan. I hold all the fire officer certifications. Q. Why do you think you have been so successful? A. A lot of energy and motivation. One of my philosophies is, if you are not learning every day, it is time to retire. I am not ready to retire. I love learning every day and training every day. Q. What makes you an effective leader? A. Listening. I even say it to my sons. You have 2 ears and 1 month. You should be listening twice as much as you are talking. I want to bring that here, so I can understand the issues, concerns and listen. I want to understand what is going on to really make a difference. Q. What else will you bring to the department? A. Enthusiasm. The past experience of dealing with a much larger department that is very structured and rigid. It might have some processes that come up here. Also, the patience and understanding that things don't happen overnight. Regardless of where you are a firefighter, it's about dealing with the problem, resolving the problem and getting it done in a relatively short time frame. Q. How has rising up the ranks at a larger department prepared you to lead the Sault Fire Department? A. My experience in Sterling Heights has proven that things in government take time. There is a reason for that. It's to do it right, remain fiscally responsible and make sure we understand the consequence of our decisions. I learned that in Sterling Heights. I hope to bring that here so we can communicate well and understand what the needs are. We need to understand how we fit into the city as a whole. We are part of the city. Q. What are some of your greatest accomplishments? A. Besides having 3 boys and a very active family, it's my education, training and association with Michigan Task Force ISO. I have been involved in search and rescue for a while. I have done hazmat training. I rose through every rank in Sterling Heights. Q. When did you move to the Sault? A. We have not yet. We are looking for a house. If anyone knows of one, let me know. Chief Ed Miller ended the interview in saying how pleased he has been with members of the community and department.